I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's game day, and this is the home of Scottish football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hello and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on the day Celtic kick off their title defence and look to take advantage of Rangers and Hearts drawing yesterday. It was a thriller in the Dundee derby earlier, with both sides playing out a 2-2 draw, while St Mirren and Hibs are currently in action, but no goals in that game yet. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio is Gordon DL, Scott Allen and Hugh Keevans.
This is Glasgow. The rules are quite simple. Rangers dropped 2 points yesterday. Celtic must take advantage today or their supporters will be extremely unhappy. Even though it's game one of a 38 game championship, it's never too early to hit the front, and that's what Celtic are after today in front of a capacity crowd who will forget about the lack of summer signings and look for the maximum return from those who are there today.
I was starting to worry about the excitement levels of the Scottish Premiership after yesterday's 2-0 draws, but that Dundee derby earlier has really set things off, hasn't it?
It was a slow burner yesterday, you've got to say. Even the Championship, all the way down the leagues, for some reason I think the strikers forgot to put their boots on. But it was all about today. The Dundee derby lived up to expectation. Absolutely brilliant. 2-2 and everything in it. Terrific crowd as well. Great atmosphere up there. All eyes just now on Paisley St Mirren, who, good start to the season, good victory the other night there against a good Hibs side. And then we're looking forward to 4:30 with Celtic, the champions, starting their campaign.
Yeah, not too much excitement at the moment in Paisley, Scott Allen, but Celtic fans will be looking forward to Flag Day. Always a big one for both the players and the supporters.
Yeah, like you said, a big one for the players and fans. I think Celtic have had a great pre-season. They've been free-flowing in terms of the football they've played. They've scored goals, but the big question is about signings coming in. But I think and not just trusting these players, especially for the domestic stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how they kick off today.
It's good to have league football back. I was enjoying that yesterday, watching the scores come in at 3 o'clock. But there is games all over the place this weekend. There was a Championship game on Friday night. There was an early game yesterday. Loads of 3 o'clock kickoffs yesterday.
We even had the first managerial sacking of the season.
We'll get to that as well. One game into the new league season, and we've got a managerial sacking. That's quite something. But yes, we have a game ongoing at the moment, goalless in Paisley, the second half just kicking off. And of course, Celtic against Kilmarnock, the big one today. Let's go to Celtic Park. Roger Hanna has the build-up and the team news for us.
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrew. And Celtic's quest for 4 in a row starts here. The reigning Premiership champions open their league campaign against Kilmarnock after Lisbon Lion legend Jim Craig, now 81 years young, unfurls the title flag just before kickoff. Brendan Rodgers and his captain Callum McGregor carried the SPFL Premiership trophy up Celtic way ahead of the team bus this afternoon. Rodgers' side, of course, clinched that championship with a stunning 5-0 win at Rugby Park against Killy back in May. That victory included 2 goals from Matt O'Reilly, who remains a Celtic player despite persistent summer interest from the likes of Atalanta, Southampton and now Chelsea. O'Reilly also scored in the opening day of last season, Andrew, when I was here for Super Scoreboard when Celtic beat Ross County 4-2. And for those who say Celtic aren't turning their squad over quickly enough, Well, look back 12 months. David Turnbull was in the team, scored twice. Joe Hart started. Leila Bada started. Carl Starfield and O. They both came off the bench and were placed in the squad for the likes of Mike Novrotsky and Kwon, obviously not involved today. So, fast forward to today, there is a debut for Kasper Schmeichel. He's watched by his dad, Peter, here in the main stand. And the backup goalkeeper, Vojami Sinisalo, is on the bench. Paolo Bernardo, also on the bench after signing his five-year contract and a £3.5 million permanent move from Benfica on Thursday night. Celtic, a great record on opening weekends, 9 wins from the last 10 opening day fixtures. That single loss coming against Hearts 3 years ago, Ange Postecoglou's first game at the helm. They've also accrued a very impressive plus 25 goal difference over those games. So let's look at the Celtic players who'll try to enhance that record today. It's Kasper Schmeichel, as we say, in goal. A back four, Alistair Johnson back from the Copa America, and starts with Cameron Carter-Vickers, Liam Scales and Greg Taylor. The midfield, McGregor, O'Reilly and Rio Hitati. And up top, Kyogo Furuhashi will be flanked by Nicholas Kuhn and James Forrest. On the bench, Sinisalo, Palma and Yang, Holm, Iwata and Bernardo, Ralston, Welsh and Mikey Johnson. As for Kelly, Derek McInnes still wrestling with the disappointment of Thursday night's Europa League exit against Cercle Brugge in Belgium. They now face Norwegian side Tromso in the Conference League, with group stage football still very much in their agenda. They beat Rangers on the opening day a year ago when Brad Lyon scored the only goal at Rugby Park, but it looks a big ask to repeat that today. Kilmarnock making 5 changes from the side that lost in Belgium on Thursday. Joe Wright injured, Robbie Dee suspended, Corey Ndaba not yet deemed match fit. So that means left-back Ollie Bainbridge, signed on Friday, a 19-year-old defender from Sunderland, makes an immediate debut. There's also a league debut in goal for Robbie McCrory and possibly off the bench for Bruce Anderson. Liam Polworth, David Watson, who scored a late equaliser here last season. Fraser Murray and Matty Kennedy all come into the starting lineup. So it's McCrory in goal as a back four. David Watson, Lewis Mayo, Stuart Finlay and Ollie Bainbridge. The midfield three, Brad Lyons, Liam Donnelly and Liam Polworth. And up top, Kyle Vassell, the captain, will be flanked by Fraser Murray and Matty Kennedy. On the bench, O'Hara, McKenzie and Armstrong. Mackay, Stephen, Cameron and Anderson. Wales, Brannan and young centre-back Ethan Brown. The referee is Don Robertson, the VAR is Greg Aiken. And before I hand back to you, Andrew, it would be remiss not to mention the achievement of James Forrest. As I said, he starts for Celtic today. It is his 16th season in the Hoops first team. More than 100 goals, more than 100 assists. He's in ahead of Palmer, Johnson or Yang, who are all on the bench. And to put that longevity into context, his first appearance here was in a Celtic team that included Morten Rasmussen, Edson Braffide and Zheng Zi. He came off the bench with Robbie Keane and left behind an unused substitute by the name of Mark Wilson. And all these years on, he's in the Super Scoreboard bench today and Scott Allen's picked ahead of him.
Yes, lots to get into with that game, but before that... Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. We have a goal in Paisley. St Mirren 1, Hibs 0, and it's Roland Adowu. It's a really nice goal as well, working his way into the box, firing into the far corner. I thought he looked very tidy on loan from Shrewsbury on Thursday night. He's got his account underway. St Mirren 1-0 up against Hibs. We will keep you up to date. We'll go there at full time to get a report as well to see what's happening there. But yeah, Roger building up to that one nicely. Yep. James Forrest is starting today. We'll start with him because Roger was highlighting him. A player that this time last season and a few months after that, you wouldn't have been expecting would be starting a game like this for Brendan Rodgers.
But Roger was quite right to show him maximum respect, because when the Celtic fans look back on James Forrest's career, and many were unhappy about him coming back into the team last season because they felt it was a retrograde step, they will see the trophies that James has accumulated, and they'll see the influence he has had on the club since Neil Lennon gave him his debut, and that he is to be acknowledged as one of the very best Celtic players. Having said that, I look at the composition of the starting 11 and the bench, and I realise why the Celtic supporters are making an issue out of the fact that no players are being brought in. Bernardo was there last season. He doesn't count. He was there last season. Schmeichel is an inspired signing, as is Sinisalo, who will be the goalkeeper for years to come. However, the lack of outfield players is staggering, and the bench is comprised of, with respect, players like Yang and Ralston and Welsh and Holm and Mikey Johnson. Celtic need more quality if they are to aspire towards doing anything at all in the Champions League. They will have to get quality in very quickly before this transfer window closes.
Looking at today in isolation, Gordon DL, you look at that starting lineup that Celtic have. That is a side that is proven domestically in Scottish football. Not only can win games, but can win trophies, can win titles. Celtic fans may be worried about what is to come ahead in the transfer window or what has not been done yet, but certainly on paper today, that is a side that they'll feel very confident can get the job done.
It's very strong. It's a side that's had a terrific pre-season, according to Brendan Rodgers. I watched little bits of their pre-season games. They look a lot sharper and fitter. I know what you're saying about new players coming in. The plus for Celtic fans is no players really, the top players have went out, i.e. O'Reilly, Hatate, yet may happen, Kyogo for instance. But yes, looking at that on paper, it's very, very strong. I think Celtic will turn the style on today. I think they're ready for this. I think they look very sharp. Kilmarnock have had an extra few games, obviously competitive games with the European situation. It's got to be difficult. Derek will have them very well disciplined. They're good players at Kilmarnock. They really have. They've got a good, strong squad. So Celtic will have to be at their best. But at home today, with everything in front of them, I think they'll go off to a good start.
I should mention in the game in Paisley at the moment, there's a break in play with VAR currently non-operational. We are back. Scottish football is well and truly back. Hopefully that gets resolved quickly. Scott, there is going to be a debut for Kasper Schmeichel. He will be a player that Celtic fans will be really excited to see in the flesh.
Yeah, I think he kind of epitomises what Brendan Rodgers wants from his goalkeepers. They've obviously had a very successful time with Joe Hart, but to then follow that up by bringing someone of Kasper Schmeichel's quality and experience, especially into that group, is incredible signing for Celtic. I think it's a great piece of business. And from what I've seen pre-season, all we touched on it, and it's pre-season, he's looked excellent. So a great piece of business for Celtic.
Could you sense that in the stadium, Roger? Quite often the goalkeepers will come out first. They'll be the first ones on the pitch to go out and train. Was there a big ovation for Kasper Schmeichel?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure who got a bigger ovation, Kasper or Peter, when he came out into the main stand a few minutes afterwards. It's a big game. You said an inspired signing. Not the signing at all I was expecting to come in to replace Joe Hart this summer. He's in on a 1-year deal. He will help develop young Wuljami Sinisalo, who has signed a 5-year deal from Aston Villa, and as Hugh says, is very much viewed as Celtic's long-term number one beyond this season. So listen, he might be 37 years of age, he might have won it all with Leicester City, he might have been to all the big tournaments with Denmark, but as Brendan Rodgers said when he signed him, this Celtic experience will be a whole new experience for Kasper Schmeichel, and he's going to feel some nerves this afternoon too.
We talked about one winger in James Forrest. Nicholas Kuhn is a player that's impressed in pre-season so far. He's the type of player that maybe could be looked at as in that mould of could be almost a new signing. He had his difficulties when he came in January. He had an operation on his teeth. He himself said that he lost quite a bit of weight with that. It meant that he wasn't able to settle in as well as he was. He'll be hoping that he can really kick on this season.
Well, any player will tell you, I think the most important part of the season is pre-season. Get a good pre-season under your belt, make sure you're not injured, get that sharpness, get that fitness, look forward to the first game of the season. Look, the lad showed in patches that he's got very good ability, especially on his left foot. It's a big season for him. I think he will deliver. I look at that Celtic side and the wide areas, they've got bags of pace, bags of experience in James Forrest. You get back to Forrest, a lot of people write you off the minute you get to 30, 31 or whatever. You can't beat experience sometimes, and James Forrest has proved that coming back into a Celtic team. He's a big player, and Kyogo, as a centre forward, will tell you the one thing he wants to do, hit the ground running, get a goal.
Kickoff is 15 minutes away. We'll bring you more build-up next.
The team with the biggest support in Glasgow and the West. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Just over 10 minutes to go at Celtic Park until Celtic kick off their season against Kilmarnock. We've already had one game today that's full-time, Dundee 2, Dundee United 2, and an exciting Dundee derby. It's currently St Mirren 1, Hibs 0 in Paisley, where VAR is non-operational and the game is continuing. So hopefully that's not something we're going to see a lot of this season, Hugh.
Not the only problem that David Gray has, the Hibs manager, you know, it's very early in the season, but as we said earlier, there's already been a managerial sacking after one game. I'm not for one moment suggesting that David Gray's under that kind of pressure, but he could do with a draw or better at Paisley today, because his next two games, league and cup, are Celtic, home and away, and he already knows that a major investor in the club, the Bournemouth owner Bill Foley, has publicly questioned why he was made manager in the first place.
Roger Hanna is at Celtic Park for us. Roger, at the end of last season, I think if you said to any Celtic fan that come the first league game of the season, Matt O'Reilly would be in the starting lineup, they would be absolutely delighted about it. But I think there will still be a bit of nervousness about his future.
Oh, very much so, Andrew. I think we've still got 26, 27 days of this transfer window to go. There hasn't been a lot of movement. A lot of the big English Premier League clubs and a lot of the big clubs in the continent, I think that will all come in the month of August. I would be surprised to see Matt O'Reilly still in a Celtic jersey beyond this transfer window, but you never know. He's not a type to agitate for a move as others have done in the past. Celtic aren't in desperate need of the finance from the transfer, you may have heard, but I would still think there would be an offer would be received for Matt O'Reilly that Celtic would accept, probably something in the region of £25 million or more.
Is it one of those situations, enjoy him while he's here, Gordon, do you think?
Yeah, it could be. I was going to disagree with Roger, but Roger's got a lot more information than I've got, so I'm not going to put myself in that spot. I totally agree. I think you've got to just enjoy him just now. He's had a great pre-season as well. He's come on, you know, he's such a terrific player now. Under Brendan Rodgers, he's improved immensely. He's added goals to his game as well. Listen, it's a compliment for the fact that for Celtic and for a player that there's people out there willing to pay that sort of money.
He's a player as well that in pre-season doesn't look as if it's affected him whatsoever, putting some real good performances.
Yeah, he's been fantastic pre-season. I also think when you have been linked with clubs of that magnitude as well, across the board in Europe, it does make you super confident. So he's been playing well and it might attract even more interest. So personally, he's looked after himself. He looks like he's happy, and I think I agree with what Gordon says. Enjoy him while we can.
Very, very simple equation. Somebody comes up with 20 to 25 million, they get him. If they don't come up with that kind of money, Brendan Rodgers said it already, don't need to sell him then. So he'll be there until the January transfer window, when the speculation merry-go-round will kick in again. But he's there today, and he'll be a big player for Celtic.
Well, let's hear a bit from Brendan Rodgers ahead of this game.
Always a challenge with Derek's teams. Fantastic coach. To be sat watching Kilmarnock in the European game was, you know, a really testament to the work that he's done and his staff. But also I know that every time we play, we have to be at our very best. And that's what we aim to be at the weekend. So yeah, it's a tough start game for us. But we really have to go on and make that first step, make it a good step.
That draw between Hearts and Rangers yesterday, does that add anything extra for Celtic today, being able to go a couple of points ahead already with a win?
Without doubt. I mean, this is the maddest city in the world. This is the city of the bragging rights, and this is the city where that rivalry is extremely intense. Celtic supporters believe that Celtic are in business to dominate Rangers and vice versa. It's all that matters. Therefore, Rangers have dropped 2 points. There's a great deal of speculation about their summertime signings. They've got Dynamo Kiev to face on Tuesday night in Poland. And all of a sudden, Philippe Clement has got early season worries to deal with. Celtic today are looking for a statement victory. They're looking for a convincing victory, full of the kind of dynamic football that they played against Chelsea and Manchester City in the United States, and they're looking to go top of the league. All about statements, optics, bragging rights. If you don't live here, you don't get it.
It's a tough start to the season for Kilmarnock, going straight into European action against a big side like Cercle Bruges, compared to, you know, comparatively when you look at budgets and things like that. They're now into the Conference League, Celtic at Celtic Park on the opening day of the season. Is that the type of thing Derek McInnes, you think, will relish?
Look, it certainly is a tough start, but what it does is it puts you in good stead for the rest of the season. You get, you know, the sharpness, the fitness and everything you're getting out of these games is going to be really valuable going forward for Derek. You look at his squad, he's got a good, healthy squad down there, really good players. There's a mixture and he can change it. He can change his formation. I think Kilmarnock will have another big season this season. I really do. I think they're good enough. I think the manager knows the game inside out. Look, it's an uphill task today. I don't fancy them to get anything today, but I think what he will get out of this is probably a lot more sharpness and fitness, because I think they'll be chasing the ball.
Danny Armstrong has been Kilmarnock's biggest threat, really, for the last wee while. What do you read into the fact that he's on the bench?
Well, for such a big game, it is an interesting one, and I think he has been a player who's attracted a lot of speculation. He's, especially against Celtic, he's influenced these games quite a lot in the last few seasons. So is it one where Derek's maybe thinking about bringing him on as the later stages, keeping the game tight? I don't know. Or is there maybe a bit of interest there for a club? You just don't know.
Well, the Kilmarnock players are heading out the tunnel at the moment. They'll give Celtic a guard of honour, of course, on Flag Day. We will head back to Celtic Park next.
The winning team all season long. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Minutes away from kick-off between Celtic and Kilmarnock at Celtic Park, and the flag presentation is well underway, Roger Hannah.
Yeah, there's been a guard of honour from Kilmarnock players. Kyle Vassell, the captain, led them out. They formed the guard of honour. The Celtic players, led by Callum McGregor, the captain, came out to the podium just in front of the centre circle. The pitch surrounded by green and white banners. Fly the flag, we've won the league, the banners proclaim. An enormous tifo on all sides of Celtic Park. Flames soaring high into the sky as the guest of honour, the club ambassador, the Lisbon Lion, Jim Craig, accompanied by his wife Elizabeth, come out to unfurl the title flag. Neil Doncaster, the SPFL chief executive, leading the official party from Hampden out here. Brendan Rodgers, Callum McGregor out. Kasper Schmeichel coming out behind Callum McGregor. Celtic's players just now breaking away from the rest of the pack. The trophy is just being lifted away. They're now endeavouring to get this podium away. They're endeavouring to get this enormous banner that covered three sides of Celtic Park right round the pitch, Andrew. They're trying to get it away. You'll be lucky if you can see kick-off of the smoke inside Celtic Park at the moment, after all those flames and the celebrations. Callum McGregor now with Kyle Vassell at the centre circle. Referee Don Robertson with them there. Schmeichel, he's broken away. He's going to get into the Celtic huddle for the first time in his Premiership, his competitive Celtic career. This is where Celtic begin the quest for 4-0, three titles, two under Ange Postecoglou, one, of course, under Brendan Rodgers when he came back last season. It was sealed back in May with an impressive 5-0 win over Killy at Rugby Park. They'll start all over again today. It is a similar team, with the exception of Schmeichel. No debutants in this Celtic side. It's a back four in front of Alistair Johnson, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Liam Scales and Greg Taylor. The midfield, the captain, Callum McGregor, with Matt O'Reilly and Rio Hitzarte. And up top, James Forrest, Kyogo Furuhashi and Nicholas Kuhn. And the bench, Sini Salo, Palma and Yang, Holm, Iwata and Bernardo, Ralston, Welsh and Mikey Johnson. There's five changes for Killy from the side that lost in Belgium on Thursday night. In come David Watson, among others. He will play in the unfamiliar role of right back because of defensive injury and suspension blows. It's McCrory in goal. A back four, Watson, Mayo, Finlay and Bainbridge. Midfield, Lyon, Donnelly and Polworth. Up top, Murray, Vassell and Kennedy. The referee, as we say, Don Robertson. The VAR is Greg Aiken. And if I can see through this haze of smoke, Andrew, we're just about underway at Celtic Park.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Planning your holiday? Get essential health advice and medication before you travel.
Yes, Celtic and Kilmarnock getting their league campaigns underway at Celtic Park. Those are the types of moments that the supporters will love. And yeah, for players like Kasper Schmeichel, who haven't experienced that before at Celtic, it's the type of thing that they'll want to make sure they can go and try and achieve again this season.
You can't put the Celtic supporters through what Celtic put the Celtic supporters through last season and not give them the showbiz start to the game. But now it's about serious work. Now it's about four in a row for Celtic, and that's what the supporters crave. Derek McInnes' problems, they're summed up for me in one player on that park, Ollie Bainbridge, signed this week from Sunderland. Ollie Bainbridge, at 19, has never, ever played a first team game of football.
Come on, Hugh. Come on, Hugh. And prediction?
3-1 Celtic.
What, has he stolen your prediction?
No. Go on, I will let you go second.
I'm going to go 4-0 Celtic.
Well, we weren't thinking it was Kilmarnock there, so we're quite okay with that. I'm going to go 2-0 Celtic.
But you are going to go 3-1 Celtic.
Yeah. Right, I'm not going the same as Shug. No,
3-1, 4-0, 2-0. are the predictions in here. 1 minute 20 on the clock. Kilmarnock have tried to launch the ball into the Celtic box a couple of times. There was a long throw from David Watson, but the game yet to settle really in the early 90 seconds or so.
I suppose, Scott, I mean, for players, I said it's essential for the fans, give them their reward for what they were put through last season. But for players, they could really do without all the ceremonials, couldn't they?
Yeah, I think once you see the fixtures come out, you're just looking forward to get back on the pitch again and getting your competitive season underway again. This is Celtic's bread and butter. They'll be looking to start this well. Players are wanting to get goals on the board, assists, all that type of things. So, like I said, the trophy showing and all that is for the fans, but the players, they want to do the real business, and that's on the pitch.
What can that do for a player on the opening day if you just put in a particularly good performance, get that goal, get that assist on day one?
It's huge. That's everyone wants to hit the ground running. I think especially your strikers. Our strikers want to get on that goal sheet very, very early on in the season, and it allows them to go into next week with a bit of pressure off, especially new signings. I know looking at a Celtic team with only Casper Schmeichel in terms of that, but your Kyogos and that, they'll be looking to get goals early doors.
100%. It was one thing I used to worry about every start of the season. I was get my first goal, and that gives you so much confidence. I remember going 30 minutes without one. but you're right, it doesn't matter what you did last year, it's all about this year. And if you're a goal scorer and you've had a terrific season scoring goals, you want to get off to an early start.
3 minutes on the clock at Celtic Park between Celtic and Kilmarnock. Goalless, it is 1-0 still to St Mirren in that game between St Mirren and Hibs and Paisley. That was a 3 o'clock kickoff and a really good game earlier on, wasn't it, between Dundee United and Dundee.
Good to have that derby back. And Simon Murray, as I thought he might, played an important part. He won the penalty that made it 2-2. I thought Dundee would snatch it in the end, but the way in which Jim Goodwin, the United manager, and Tony Docherty, the Dundee manager, embraced at the end, I think they were extremely happy to have that share of the points.
I thought the officials were brilliant. I know they don't get a lot of pats in the back, they get a lot of criticism. I thought they were brilliant. There were a couple of big decisions. Obviously the penalty one, I think he got that spot on. I thought it was a great game. I thought it had everything, 4 goals as well, great entertainment. If I was Dundee, I'd be a little bit disappointed that Curtis Main doesn't win the derby for you. I think that is a sitter.
It's a great game to have just on the opening weekend of the season, isn't it, a derby?
Yeah, I think the people of Dundee, they long for that game. I've played in that game a few times and been in the winning team in the process. So it's a great game to play, and I think kicking off the season that as well, back to talking about people trying to pick up form early doors, games like that, they kind of speak for themselves. So they get you off to a flyer, they get you fit, they get you, there's no blood loss. So I think it's a perfect day, perfect opening day for Dundee United.
Here's a really, really useless piece of information for you.
Well, keep it to yourself.
I got married on the day that Rangers and Celtic played first game of the season, Old Firm Derby at Ibrox.
What year was that?
1971.
Is that the only time it's happened?
Well, I can't remember another one, but August 14, 1971, opening day of the season, Rangers against Celtic at Ibrox.
Do you know, I get married 3 times, never on a Saturday.
Why?
No. Just wasn't my bag. I used to go out on a Saturday.
Work
night,
your marriages
so,
around you.
Yeah,
football.
I used to go out on a Saturday night, so I didn't fancy getting married on a Saturday
for you.
You get married in the morning, of course, in case it didn't work out. Then you get the rest of the date yourself.
By the way, you usually split up by the afternoon.
5.5 minutes on the clock at Celtic Park. Both teams maybe just feeling their way into it. Kilmarnock, of course, have had some competitive action so far this season. A nice passing at the edge of the box from Celtic, but a strong tackle to win it back for Kilmarnock. Well, Brad Lyons, who I think is playing right back in this game, not a usual position for him, normally a central midfielder, but looks as if he's slotting in there today.
You can see the tactics that Derek's decided to go with. Minute they lose the ball, get everybody behind the ball, make it difficult. You look at where Scales is, he's right up the pitch now. Most of the Celtic players are within, 40 yards of the 18-yard box. Just passing it about, there's a lot of bodies there. They've got to be patient. Great play with Kuhn.
Yeah, Kuhn cuts the ball back into the box, but it evades everyone and end up cleared by a Kilmarnock player. We do have one of these in Paisley.
Goal flashes. with M&D Green Pharmacy.
St Mirren 2, Hibs 0. Ashin Smith with the goal for St Mirren on his first league appearance, and it looks as if the 3 points will be staying with Stephen Robinson's side.
Yeah, so straight away David Gray has it all to do. He's got Celtic home and away, league and league cup, or Premier Sports Cup, so it's a tough old start for him, and he really needs players up front. They lack bite. In fact, I'm standing beside a man who played against Hibs for Kelty Hearts and beat them in the Premier Sports Cup.
Yeah, listen, David Gray's made no secrets the fact he wants to add firepower into that Hibs side. But like a lot of clubs, they need to get rid of a lot of players first, as they've got a big wage bill, Hibs. But
excuse my ignorance, is that who you're with now, Scott? Sorry.
All right, okay. I'm glad you've done your research, that's nice.
No, I didn't know.
Ball into the box for Celtic, that's cleared out for, I think it's going to be a throw-in. Great, on the far side.
Great wee club, Kelty. I'll tell you what, the hospitality is second to none. I love that wee hut in
there.
Can
you tell me more about that?
Oh, the mince and tatties, brilliant.
Good wee club. Tell you what, it's getting even worse for Hibs.
Oh dear. Flashes with
M&D Green Pharmacy. Ashin Smith has scored again. Two in the space of, what's that, about 2 minutes for Ashin Smith. It's St Mirren 3, Hibs 0. Not a good start to the season for Hibs that we were just talking about, but for St Mirren, fantastic start to the season for them.
They've been terrific, haven't they, Hugh? You've got to say. I know that, look, they went away from home 0-0. They were expected to win on Thursday night. They're playing a part-time team. You know what I love about St Mirren just now? I love the fact that it's a club, the community. You've seen the support that was there. Were you at the game?
Yeah, I was at the game.
You know, it was packed out. They marched down to the stadium. They're right behind the club. The club are delivering. They're in a good place. They've got a good squad, a good manager. And do you know what? We all mocked Tony Fitzpatrick a long time ago, a St Mirren legend, and I've never seen a man so prouder the other night there watching his team.
Well, it's 7 goals in 4 days. 4 against Valour, 3 so far against Hibs. Kilmarnock there, first look at goal though.
Yeah, a curling effort goes way over the bar from Matty Kennedy.
I think going back to Hibs, we're talking about adding firepower.
Yeah.
Hibs have added defenders. That was something they had to strengthen last year on opening day of the season. Three goals conceded.
Yeah. You know, it is ridiculously early, but with all the Bill Foley business in the background, you know, David Gray and Malky Mackay, their appointments both criticised by the major investor. So that's just not the way you want the season to look.
That can only go one way. Let me tell you my experience in management and working with boards. When that happens, that is only going to go one way. And I feel sorry for David Gray. He's been put in the position, first opportunity, a Hibs legend. He's worked his way through the ranks. You know, he's been a coach. He's worked with the first team. He's now been given that opportunity. And when someone comes in and they're sitting above you in the board and that's come out with that statement, there's only one outcome and it'll come sooner or later.
Talk about it being early. We've already had our first managerial dismissal of the season the day after their first league game of the season, and Ian Murray has been sacked by Raith Rovers already. It's not as if they had a poor Premier Sports Cup group stage, because they finished second in their group. Of course, finished second in the Championship last season. We're in the promotion playoffs. A 1-0 defeat to Airdrie yesterday, but the Raith board have seen enough.
And the club statement doesn't make sense to me. They say that results and performances over the last 6 months haven't been to their liking. Well, they got to the playoff final and they finished second in the league, so that's happened within the last 6 months. But for me, cynical old guy, there's something behind the scenes that we don't know.
I can't disagree with that. I would find it astonishing. And I was up there for the playoff against Partick Thistle. A terrific crowd.
Must have been a free ticket.
Hold on a minute. The biggest legend at Raith Rovers history, a free ticket.
And you're making sure everyone knew you were there as well.
I was carried in, let me tell you. Okay, I was carried out maybe. But and they looked very good. Unfortunately, Ross County was just a hurdle. They couldn't go over. Ross County were too strong. But I find that astonishing from football clubs. I really do.
It shows you how this game is going at Celtic Park. 11 minutes gone. A graphic showing up there. Celtic 107, was it? Successful passes to Kilmarnock's 6. Celtic dominant on the ball, just haven't been able to create anything so far.
No, I mean, the Kilmarnock goal remains untroubled. There's been nothing for them to do, although Hatate's on the edge of the box now, and O'Reilly, but out for by kick. It's going to be a long afternoon for Celtic. You know, they're going to have to show some guile. Even young Bainbridge, the 19-year-old who's never played a first-team game before, has settled in comfortably at the back for Kilmarnock, and Derek McInnes is just a guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's had results against Celtic before. He's had results against Celtic before here as well. Kilmarnock are always very organised. They're always hard to break down. They do have a threat at the other end as well.
Yeah, but they need to get the ball up the pitch.
It's a longer day for the team that doesn't have the ball, isn't it?
Exactly, we've been there. I think the word that Hugh's looking for Celtic will be patience this afternoon. I think they've just got to be patient. If they keep moving Kilmarnock about, eventually, you know, that one quality pass, and let's face it, the middle of the park, Celtic have got that in abundance. They can open you up just with one pass, Keogh go on the shoulder, or Keogh, or Forrest making a terrific run. Kilmarnock need to concentrate. Obviously, Derek's went there with a game plan. I don't blame him. They call it parking the bus. I don't blame him, because Celtic are better players. But I think it's just going to be a patient day for Celtic.
Patient is not a word in my vocabulary.
Not having that, Hugh.
I'd have made two substitutions by now.
Oh, you'd have had people off.
Yeah.
Well, Celtic with maybe a chance to go into the box there. There was Fraser Murray that'd fly into a challenge on Liam Scales after he'd played the ball. On the halfway line, will be brought back for a free kick to Celtic. Just a bit over-eager there, I think, from Fraser Murray.
Well, Kilmarnock, you know, they are enjoying the start of the season. Even though they went out to Cercle Bruges midweek and have dropped into the Conference League, they're not feeling sorry for themselves. They've had two games in Europe. They're away at Celtic today. They're at Tromso in the Arctic Circle. That's their next European assignment. But Derek McInnes has taken the attitude that, well, we worked for this, so let's get in about it and enjoy it. And that's what they're doing at Celtic Park.
Yeah, Liam Scales advancing, playing the ball into the box. It's cut back, and Kilmarnock get their boot on it first. I think they've won a free kick in their own box as well. A sliding challenge from Rio Hatate on Liam Donnelly.
Yeah, it's good play. Everything Celtic are doing at the moment seems to be down the left-hand side. They're trying to get Taylor and Forrest and Hatate going and joining up. It was a good run from Kyogo, but because of the angle and the pace of the ball, I don't think he's ever got to trouble the goalkeeper. 15 minutes on the clock. Derek will be quite happy. I think Brendan Rodgers will be happy in the fact that they're knocking the ball about. They've got all the possession in the world. Their Celtic's goalkeeper's hardly had a touch of the ball. So, still very early in this game.
Schmeichel's had one kick. One kick. His hands haven't touched the ball yet, but he's had one kick. But it was a very good kick.
Yeah, Robbie McCrory yet to make a save, but these are the types of occasions that he'll have left Rangers for, to get into a starting lineup somewhere to show what he can do, because he's now, I think, 26 years old.
Yeah, 26, you need to be playing first team football. Kilmarnock gives him a great platform to go and do that, especially big occasions like today. I think in terms of Derek McInnes' teams, and we've obviously watched him at Aberdeen and now Kilmarnock, he likes his teams to be comfortable without having the ball, and Kilmarnock have been very successful at that, especially last season. And obviously in Europe they did make a good account of themselves, but they actually look super comfy even without the ball here.
Fans tend to take a dim view. Old Firm fans take a dim view of clubs who come in.
A brilliant turn into the box, tries to dink the ball over Robbie McCrory, who gets a vital touch on it, and then it's cleared away, not quite on the line, but maybe about 4 or 5 yards shy of it, but really sharp from Kyogo on the turn initially, but Robbie McCrory came rushing out just to stop his effort.
He really looks sharp in America, and he already looks a better player than he was last season, where he was kind of in and out. But the point I was going to make is that Old Firm fans take a dim view of clubs coming with the two banks of defenders, etc, 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 as if that's no fair. But you know, it's entirely fair. Derek McInnes hasn't come to entertain the Celtic fans. He's come to do what's best for Kilmarnock, and it takes moments of inspiration like Kyogo there to unsettle Kilmarnock, but he's very, very close, Kyogo.
Yeah, he's very unlucky. Terrific play, terrific turn. Celtic are just knocking it at the door.
Another chance for Celtic here, and we have a goal at Celtic Park. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. The ball coming to Rayo Hatate at the edge of the box. One touch and then firing low into the bottom corner past Robbie McCrory. Celtic are up and running for the season with less than 17 minutes on the clock.
And doesn't Hatate look pleased with himself? As well he might. As I said, it takes moments of inspiration and quality. And Hatate showed that in abundance there. And, you know, for all Derek McInnes' planning, what can you do when you've got a guy of that quality?
The only thing I will say, I think Derek will be a bit disappointed. They give it, they take a touch in the box and they get robbed. They get their pocket picked. Comes to Hatate. The minute he takes that touch, look, they get their pocket picked. Taylor, I think it is, plays it to Hatate. One touch, bang, finish. And it's in the back of the net. That's the quality that Celtic possess.
Yeah, Brad Lines it was that just maybe took a bit too much time in his own box on the ball. He was robbed of it. It sort of bounced around, the pass from Greg Taylor to Rayo Hatate. It wasn't quite right in the corner. Maybe Robbie McCrory could have done better, but there was a couple of players sliding in that had, you know, blocked his view possibly as well.
Yeah, he gets his shot away early. I think the reason why Celtic win the ball back so high there is they've run Kilmarnock's box. They've got players around the ball so they can counter press when they give the ball away, and that's what you see there. Brad Lines looks startled when the ball comes back to him, can't clear it, and Celtic pounce on it.
He's not a natural right back, Brad Lines. Is that something that could come into play there? Is that a position that he's maybe not used to being in, or is that just something that should be dealt with by any player?
No, I think in that position, you know, you're going to get pressed, especially if you're in your own box. So you've got to move that ball quickly. That's the difference between the two sides. You know what I mean? When you play at a higher level, and Scott will tell you, the sharpness of players closing you down and playing balls one, two round about you is completely different of playing maybe Kilmarnock against Motherwell, etc. You're playing against top international players here. And if you sort of take your time on the ball, you'll get your pocket picked. And that's what happened, they get punished.
Those would be real positive signs for Celtic. We saw it with Kyogo a few moments earlier, how sharp he looked around the box. Rayo Hatate as well. It's convincing signs early on in the final third.
Brendan Rodgers said himself that it was one of the best pre-seasons at any club he was involved with that he could remember. And, you know, we all understand that Manchester City and Chelsea weren't playing their full 11, but they were playing enough high-quality players like Erling Haaland for the Celtic fans to be delighted with what went on in the USA. So they're trying to show that the manager was correct, that they have begun the season as they mean to go on.
Yeah, there's some more nice passing at the edge of the box from Celtic there. Matt O'Reilly playing it to Rayo Hatate, but it was a sliding challenge to block his shot from around 20 to 25 yards. Kilmarnock now venturing forward, just Fraser Murray trying to get past James Forrest. Floats a nice ball into the box.
Great play.
Alistair Johnson just did enough at the back post to put his man off.
It's a free kick. He's been fouled as well, but terrific play on the right hand side. We're seeing this Kyogo chance again. He just comes off a defender, he waits for him coming, and he just slips him brilliantly. McCrory does particularly well there, because that was a great opportunity. And then the goal, as I say, if you, you know, labour on the ball in the box, the players are too sharp and they get punished for it.
That'll be frustrating for Derek McInnes, because you won't want to be making those mistakes. It's a chance again for Celtic. This time Kyogo with the effort saved by Robbie McCrory out for a corner.
Well, Kyogo is on fire, but the lead up work to get the ball to him was spectacular. And you know, Celtic are beginning to turn the screw here.
Yeah, take the corner quickly, trying to work it into the box. Greg Taylor, it's cut back to the edge of the box. Celtic relentless at the moment. Long range effort from Rayo Hatate goes high and wide.
Ambitious, I would have said, Scott.
You'd have scored that, mate, would you not? You'd have bullied it.
I'd have tried to pass it. I think even though Kamala are playing behind the ball, Celtic are still managing to find the acute passes in between the movement. Check the Kyogo. 1 minute he's on the striker, he's off. He's played in at a good speed for the guy to get the next pass. That's So as deep as Kilmarnock are playing, it's not affecting how Celtic are really building the attack now.
A little bit of TV save, I've got to say. I'd have stuck my bun in that one. I think goalkeepers get carried away sometimes. It was a great move, and Scott's right. See the sharpness round about the box, the 1-2s, the movement. It's 2 or 3 yards, but they're so quick at it, and they deliver the ball quickly as well. Celtic, yeah, I've got to say, do look sharp in the opening 20 minutes.
When Brendan Rodgers first came back to Celtic, there was, probably mainly in the first half of last season, there was a bit of a criticism from Celtic fans that they didn't move the ball quickly enough, they didn't look as dynamic as they did under Brendan Rodgers, but they certainly look really at it today. They obviously picked up towards the end of last season, got some really good results, won 2 trophies, but
how
they
irritated,
look sharp today.
How irritated was Brendan Rodgers last season by those accusations that basically, this is an Ange ball and you've changed everything? And he was outraged by that, and he even held a demonstration at Lennox Town one day for the press corps to show that he hadn't changed anything radically.
Their football was poor last year in that sense, Hugh. But and Celtic fans did come on this show and complain about the way Celtic were going about their business. I see a difference in the Celtic team already. I watched some pre-season, as I say, highlights. I don't get carried away with pre-season games. But even today, in the first 20-odd minutes, they're certainly moving the ball a lot quicker.
Well, they had moments of brilliance last season. And then they had moments when, for example, when Kilmarnock came to Celtic Park and David Watson scored in time added on, and the Celtic fans booed them off the park. It was a peculiar season for Celtic, ending at Rugby Park in an outstanding display, 5-0, and that was the title one. So Brendan Rodgers wants to avoid that style of season where you're up 1 minute, down the next, and he's determined to come out the traps flying. And he's, you know, he's one up, quarter of the game gone. Every Celtic fan on the ground knows that they want a victory. They want to be 2 points ahead of Rangers after one game. Simple as that.
Is that sometimes something that can get lost with supporters, that it will get to a transfer window, it will get to the summer, and everyone's wanting new names, they want new players on the pitch, but it gives the manager an opportunity to get the players on the pitch for a good few weeks to work on new things, and that's exactly what Brendan Rodgers will have been doing, because he had that summer last year, but it would have been tougher when first coming back in. But certainly looks as if he's really changed a few things maybe this summer.
Yeah, he has changed it, and he knows the players he's working with now. I know there's not been much disruption to Celtic's pre-season, even in terms of injuries. Some clubs have struggled with injuries and are hoping to get guys back for maybe the first game or the European run. Celtic look like they've been working on something. I think all the passing's been played with a purpose. Gordon will tell you, you can play in these games and you're just moving it for the sake of moving it. Celtic are still trying to hurt them, being patient, probing wee bounce passes, getting the ball out wide. This is going to be a long day for Kilmarnock if it continues like
that. Where a concern for Celtic, sorry Hugh, is
another
forward,
chance for Celtic. It's great played run across the box. Kyogo trying to stab it with the outside of his boot, but it's a good sliding challenge to block.
Yeah, where a concern for Celtic fans is in the transfer, Kyogo's probably the only recognised centre forward, you see.
Yeah, he is.
So they've got to be careful. I know that Celtic will, behind the scenes, working very hard to get players in, and I'm sure players will come through the door. That there's no doubt. But that's just a concern.
Well, ideally, they would have had Adam Ida through the door by this point, which just proved to be a bit more complicated. Does that look as if it's just a matter of time, given what's playing out at Norwich at
the moment? Well, if it's a matter of time, it's been some length of time.
Here's a chance for Kilmarnock. It was hit first time. Not a terrible effort from Matty Kennedy. Just maybe didn't catch it as clean as he would have liked, but it was a tough one to take. A good cross by Kyle Vassell just to find him at the back post, but hit it into the ground and into the arms of Kasper Schmeichel.
Scott Allen and I stood here Cup final day, 25th of May, when Adam Ida scored the goal that won the Cup. Now, I'll bet that Scott would not have imagined that 11 weeks later,
he's still 11, working me,
11 weeks later, Adam Ida has still not been signed. How complicated can it be?
And on top of that, well, there's only one addition to that squad that's playing today is Kasper Schmeichel.
Yeah.
I think the Ida situation will be resolved soon. There you go. Take it from me, the insider, to call me.
Is that you? Got your sources down at Norwich?
Yeah, I've got good sources all around the country, let me tell you. And I'm very confident that Brendan will have a few players in.
You'll find out, Scott, in the fullness of time, that he wouldn't know the truth if he met it now.
I do tend to exaggerate, Scott. I've got to say that.
But anyway, the well done to Matty Kennedy. Kasper Schmeichel dealt with it quite quickly, efficiently. But it was a lull in the Celtic pressure that's been ongoing since the first whistle. 25 minutes in, and they're a goal up and looking for more. Kilmarnock hanging in.
Matt O'Reilly just with a shot a few moments ago, didn't quite catch it as he would have liked as well, cut back onto his left foot, but just bounced into the arms of Robbie McCrory.
Yeah, it was a good move once again. They're just probing about that defence of Kilmarnock, moving the defenders about. Comes to Riley on his favourite left foot. Probably should have done a little bit better. But once again, good move. But look, that was good signs for Kilmarnock there. When do you see Carter Vickers getting out-muscled in games? Fassell does brilliant in the left-hand side. Kennedy, a wee bit unlucky. Sometimes you can just catch him lovely and give the goalkeeper no chance. But a wee warning to Celtic, they'll be looking for a second goal.
Kyogo looking for Nicholas Kuhn over the top, but Oliver Bainbridge putting that one out for a throw. We are in the 10th minute of added time in Paisley. Of course, there was that stoppage because VAR became non-operational. I think it was then part operational for a bit after that when they got going again. But that will be a big win for St Mirren.
Well, you don't need VAR to tell you how bad a result it is for Hibs. So a lot of work for David Gray. Signings required. Celtic next at Easter Road in the league, then Celtic at Celtic Park in the League Cup. He's got a tough old job right now.
Funny how quickly things can switch as well, because they'd scored, 10 goals in their first two League Cup group stage games, and I think there was quite a bit of positivity from supporters around what could happen this season, but it can quickly turn.
The one thing that the Hibs fans will do, and Scott's been at the club, and they'll certainly give David Gray a bit of time. Look, he deserves it as well, because he's an absolute hero there, and he's worked his way up, as I say, and you just don't judge somebody in the first couple of games. Give him some opportunities. But when there's rumblings above, it's very unsettling for managers and coaches.
What did Sean Maloney get? 6 or 7 games? Didn't get long.
It was more than that, I think.
As a club,
still
though,
wasn't
they can't
long.
Keep going through managers like this. They can't.
I mean, that is what John Bennett at Rangers has said. They're not going to rinse and repeat. They're not going to rip everything up come October.
Yeah, but
Philip Clement given a new contract, or extended
fair,
contract this
to
week.
To be fair, I read that last night in the 5-3 press from Raith Rovers director.
But that's all very well. You know, John Bennett has put a lot of money into Rangers, worked very hard on Rangers' behalf. But if Philippe Clement doesn't win the league, there'll be fans who don't want him there as manager next season. Simple as that.
Celtic into the box again, looking to cause problems. The cross from Greg Taylor is blocked by Liam Donnelly, out for a throw.
It's back to the wall for Kilmarnock.
Yeah, Kilmarnock finding this tough, aren't they?
Yeah, it's got to be a long afternoon for our players, especially if they can't get up the pitch. They need a bit of a respite, and the back here, the midfields are getting dragged all over the place. Defenders are getting brought in short, and Kyogo try to spin. He's always on the shoulder, makes some terrific runs, I've got to say. Hatate, they've got such clever players in the middle of the park.
There was a, well, stick with this at the moment, because Celtic are into the box, passing quickly. Matt O'Reilly trying to fashion a shooting opportunity. Loops into the air, Kyogo trying to turn his man. Eventually Kilmarnock will clear. There was Greg Taylor's cross into the box a few moments ago that Liam Donnelly sort of turned on. It looked as if it came off his arm, the type of thing that last season there might have been a bit of fanfare about.
Yeah.
I think everyone in Scottish football is hoping that the decisions around handball, is there a stoppage in play going on at the moment for something? I was just about to say there was nothing made of it at the time, and that the hope is there's not going to be stoppages and penalties given for silly handballs. No, I think there's just something on the pitch that Rio Hatate is getting rid of.
TIFO displays and 60,000 people is that the TIFO display ends up on the park instead of off the park. But you're quite right to highlight that, Andrew, because yesterday, Conor Barron, last season, what Conor Barron did yesterday would have been deemed a penalty kick. Willie Collum has now said, no, that was last season. There's a football expectation now that people who understand the game know that it wasn't a penalty kick. And that's what we're going to have to get used to. Willie Collum has basically said all the handball decisions last season were wrongly given.
We mentioned yesterday, Hugh, that the most important thing was consistency.
Yeah.
Now, I witnessed one in the Dundee Derby today, and to be fair to the referee, I've got to be honest, I looked at it and I thought, ooh, that could be a penalty kick. I don't know if I was in the mindset of last season, Andrew, like everybody else was, but the referee decided not to. I think that's refreshing for our game. I really do, as long as it's consistent.
Yeah, that Liam Donnelly one, I think under any circumstances, wouldn't have been a penalty. His arm was tucked into his body, it sort of came off his elbow. But the thing is, we did see them given last season at times, but there was nothing made of it. Play went on, and I think that's exactly what everyone is looking for this season, that consistency across the board, especially with the Conor Barron one yesterday. I think people will be happy if that's not a penalty, but so long as that is applied consistently across the board.
The problem is that fans are now conditioned. They'd be looking at the television screen yesterday and saying, that's a penalty. And you have to say, well, no, actually, they've changed their mind on this now. So you have to...
Stephen Naismith helped as well coming out after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was big.
You have to... Those who have been conditioned that have to be unconditioned.
Well, that's a really nice turn and pass from David Watson, who was one of the young stars of last season, of course, was nominated, won the PFA Young Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Didn't he earn the Football Writers Young Player of the Year as well?
Yes, and you'd always trust a football writer.
Did you get a vote in that, Hugh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a...
I voted for you.
Thank you, Hugh. I've won that a few times. I don't want any of that. I've no room in the house now.
He'll be hoping to kick on again this season after an impressive year last year.
Yeah, of course.
David Watson, not Gordon DL.
No. You know, the country, more than 50% of the players in the country are foreign. And you're always looking to have some injection of Scottish players at whatever club. So he's one of them. And you're looking for more all the time.
Terrific talent, isn't he? I like the boy. He burst onto the scene with his goal at Pittodrie, Aberdeen. Remember that one? Brilliant.
Scored at Celtic Park last season, of course.
Yeah. I just think he's getting better and better every time I see him. I think this is a big season for him. I think we've got good talent. You look at Lennon Miller at Motherwell as well. Young player that's got to have a fantastic future. So I totally agree with you. The more we can get in our game, the better.
Matt O'Reilly whipping a vicious looking cross into the box, but it would have been too high for anyone over the head of Robbie McCrory, and Oliver Bainbridge just lets it run out for a throw.
You've got to pay tribute to O'Reilly. You know, given the speculation this morning, it was Chelsea said to be interested in him, but with all the Atalanta, last season it was Atletico Madrid, but he's out in the park there giving his all for Celtic.
So one club I wouldn't go to is Chelsea.
No,
I'll get me 400 players, isn't it? Unless he gave me my money up front. if they paid me up front, I'm down at Stamford Bridge sitting in the stand, not giving a jot.
It's something I wonder. See, for a generation of fan that isn't on social media, and you maybe don't keep up to date with what news site, a chance for Celtic here, it's into the box. Robbie McCrory makes a big save, and the rebound effort from Nicholas Coon comes off the top of the bar.
Great save, McCrory. That really ought to have been 2-0.
Forrest down this left hand side, he's having so much joy. Kyogo with that terrific run again. Double save. Oh, has he got to do better, would you think?
Yeah,
he's got to score with the rebound.
I think he should score that, but I think it comes for the James Forrest for it. And Celtic are just constantly playing down that side and getting joy from it. To me, it looks like a matter of time before Celtic get a second.
Yeah, Matt O'Reilly stepping up to take this corner. Got plenty of assists for Celtic last season. It's a good delivery. Headed clear by Kilmarnock, and then Fraser Murray is only able to slice it towards Matt O'Reilly. Celtic can continue to put the pressure on and win another throw. Yeah, I was saying about Chelsea, there'll be a generation of fan that's not on social media that will turn up on the first day of the season and think, who is every single player in this starting lineup? If you're having that turnover, every single season, there must be some people that just don't have a clue who on earth they're turning up to go and watch.
Even I can't even remember the manager's name, never mind the players.
Enzo Maresca. Remember, he was linked with Celtic at one point before Brendan Rodgers came in.
They're an unbelievable club. You'd only go there for the money. That's the only reason.
In London.
Yeah, and London. Yeah, yeah. No. A couple of nice wee nightclubs there. But there's got so many. There's so many players out in loan as well, and they're just. I don't know about Chelsea.
I thought you were going to say London, the British Museum, the Victoria and Albert Gallery.
Nightclubs only for me. Uh-huh. Here. Or a beer garden or whatever.
Culture's wasted on you, really.
A culture's totally wasted in me. You could knock it all down, I wouldn't care. I'm not really into it.
What a sentiment that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't sightsee. Do you sightsee, Scott? I don't see the
point. What a vague question that is as well.
I just want to see if there's anybody in the same sort of a boat as me in that sense.
The worst chat up line ever.
Don't see the sightsee sense much. But yeah. Let's go and see a tour. It's peace.
Our culture correspondent Gordon DL there.
The tourist board have offered me a new contract.
Gordon DL was heard to say, "Where's Wunderbar?"
Oh, now that's sightseeing.
Yeah, you do see some sights. Hey, there is going to be a free kick deep in the, well, deep for Kilmarnock. It's going to be Matty Kennedy to take Celtic with a high line, just trying to push the Kilmarnock line up as far as possible. Goes Schmeichel over the top, and that is going to go straight into the arms of Kasper Schmeichel, who's barely had a thing to do so far.
Derek McInnes will be fuming with that. Get yourself up the park, get yourself into a nice position, at least put it in there and let your defenders or your centre forward go and challenge for it. But too easy, and it lets Celtic right back at them.
It's just the type of situation you need to make the most of when you go to Celtic Park as a team like Kilmarnock. Is set pieces as Celtic get into the box. Robbie McCrory looked as if he was going to take the ball but was headed away by one of his own players. Kilmarnock have won the free kick. Matty Kennedy at the edge of his own box. But yeah, well, set pieces are always
massive. It gives them a chance to relieve pressure. I think Kilmarnock sitting so deep, and obviously against that Celtic team, when they're turning over the ball, they don't really have a focal point to kind of get their side up the park. So the times that they do, they need to try and make the most of it. We all know Kilmarnock are a threat from set pieces, so Derek McInnes won't be happy with that.
Just seen the replay of that Nicholas Coon chance where Robbie McCrory had made the first save. It came back to him, just tried to lob it over McCrory. Just
I'm going to cut him some slack. I thought that was a little bit more difficult than what I thought. I know Scott's got the ability to put that in the back of net, but I thought, especially on his weaker foot, it was on his right. A little bit unlucky for me.
Would you have scored?
Yeah. I was a prolific goal scorer, mate, as my record shows.
What about Dessers' one yesterday?
Do you know something? I stick up for Dessers. I thought he was unlucky. What one are you talking about?
The one he pulls out, he does amazing, and then just lobs it over.
Yeah. I think it was a mixed bag for a couple of guys in here. I thought he was. I thought he should have probably been more composure. His touch, his run, and everything was brilliant. Yeah. He could have had a hat trick yesterday, but. You've got to find the back of your net. That's the most important thing.
Kilmarnock with a delivery from the right. David Watson trying to get up for the header, didn't make the contact when he landed. You could see him put his hands on his head, maybe felt he should have done better there. It was a header he scored, wasn't it, at Celtic Park last season?
Was it a header? I thought you got one at the back post.
I thought it was a header at the back post. I might be wrong.
Don't look at me. Scott will tell you, not me.
I can't remember that one either.
I always just look to the future, Hugh. I never look back.
Well, I'm just happy to be here.
Is that another one of your inspirational quotes you've got?
Never
for
look
us?
Back, look to the future.
He's a motivation speaker.
I tell you what, you talk about players and everything. James Forrest, first half, has been excellent down the left hand side, you've got to say.
It was a back post header. Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, definitely. Agreeing there as if I'm watching the video
the fact that you get the evidence right in front of you just sways it for me.
A Celtic corner into the box, flicked on and in for Celtic.
Scales. Goal flashes with
M&D Green Pharmacy. A really nice header from Liam Scales off the far post and in. Celtic have doubled their advantage, and you felt it was only a matter of time.
Well, the 81-year-old Jim Craig, Lisbon Lion, who unfurled the league flag, will recognise that type of goal because it's what Billy McNeil used to do for Celtic. Corner in, fantastic header, and that's that, thank you. So, Liam Scales, last season, one of the success stories, the fans love him. I still think Celtic need another central defender.
You say the fans love him. We've had quite a few calls from Celtic fans saying that they need to sign a new central defender to partner Cameron Carter-Vickers.
They do, but they still love the success story that is Liam Scales over from, I think, Shamrock Rovers.
Yep.
Had his time at Aberdeen, would still be an Aberdeen player were it not for injury problems at Celtic. But that was one from the history books. That was Billy McNeil-esque.
That's too easy for Kilmarnock's point of view. Brilliant from Celtics. Scales does particularly well. I always get back to, I know that the stat guy out there will probably shoot me down for it. I'm a great believer in having someone on a back post. I've always, through my management and coaching and everything, looking and thinking, but the modern day game doesn't do that.
You don't see it a lot.
Exactly, exactly. And if you do, then
they're dropping back after the ball comes in.
Too late. But the ball, the delivery is good. Scales unchallenged, really. And it's a you've got to say, it's a terrific header.
It's funny, for all the intricacy of Celtic's play, and it's been terrific to watch. Old fashioned corner, bump, header, goal. Thank you.
And I've got the prediction up.
Have you?
Yep, 2-0.
Almost. Another for Celtic. The save by Robbie McCrory. Had Kyogo waiting as well. It was cut in by James Forrest, cutting inside, curling the ball towards the far corner.
It's all Celtic. You know, you can actually, you're looking and you could see some of the heads already, the Kilmarnock players thinking, this is going to be a long, long day for us.
Yeah, another corner from Matt O'Reilly this time. And I think the whistle maybe went before the corner was taken. Yeah, the referee was just unhappy with a few of the players pushing and pulling in the box. Something that referees will be alert to this season. Willie Collum saying that in his briefings earlier on this season. Yeah, that was...
It's an eyes light up one, isn't it?
Oh, that's one of yours, isn't it?
I'd have probably took that down and passed it again, Gordon.
Aye, I'm just thinking about the Kilmarnock players. I'd now be in that sort of mindset, thinking, I'm feeling my hamstring a little bit here.
But they might be dedicated.
You got to get off you. You've already got your appearance money.
The thing is, even though it's 2-0 to Celtic, you'd maybe be expecting Kilmarnock maybe going to have a go. The way Celtic are playing, controlling the game, they can't even get out of the box to have a go. And that's the thing. What do you do? How do you change it? What would you do here?
I'm liking your 4-0.
You're liking my 4-0?
I'm liking you. I would actually buy that off
you. Can I say, Scott, what about Danny Armstrong, for example?
But the thing is, if you open up and you start putting men forward, all of a sudden this team's just going to pick you off at will. And it could run up anything, Hugh. That's a big, big problem here.
So if anybody comes on at this stage in the game, they're still going to have to do the tracking runners and get pinned back by the Celtic fullbacks and the wingers. So that's what they're not an attacking threat either way.
Are we talking already then about damage limitation?
I think you're sitting there hoping that it's not going to be a sore one. There's no doubt in that. And it's okay, supporters maybe at Kilmarnock saying, oh, put more players up front. You put more players up front, it opens a game up for Celtic. And the way that they're playing, you can walk out of Celtic Park tonight 5-6 down. It's as simple as that. So Derek knows that. He's a very experienced manager. Look, he'll be hoping, there's no evidence of it, but he's hoping maybe second half set play or a wonder goal, 2-1 all of a sudden gives them a different lift. But just now you only see Celtic going on and adding to a score.
Yeah, come on, I need to just make sure that they see out this half at 2-0.
Yeah, get into the dressing room, there's no doubt in that.
Are Celtic inclined to bring on new faces? Second half? Not yet.
Remember, you're only one game into the season, Hugh. I think Brendan Rodgers will use this 11 as long as he possibly can. Yeah. He'll have a plan. Obviously, he'll have a plan. He's a very experienced manager and he'll want players off the bench.
But Matt O'Reilly with a brilliant pass over the top. Rio Hatate, I don't know whether he lost the flight of it or just thought that it wasn't going to curl round into his path, but it did.
It's one of the passes. It looks amazing, but maybe if you're someone running into the box and being asked to control it is maybe a bit different.
Go on, Hugh, you've got to say it.
Danny McGrain there, best fullback of his generation.
Oh, that's what I keep saying. You've got Wilson and then you look at Danny McGrain.
He and I used to get the bus out of Drumchapel in the morning.
Played against Danny a couple of times. Fantastic football. What a player he was.
Fellow diabetic for me.
What?
Your fellow diabetic. One diabetic.
Yeah. fractured skull. Survived a fractured skull.
One of the best fullback Scotland.
Broken leg. Yeah. Danny had a lot, but the best fullback of his generation.
Yeah, Kilmarnock just had a chance there to try and get into Celtic's box before the end of the game. Stuart Finlay then wasting the ball on the other side once it broke to them. It looks as if this half will finish 2-0 to Celtic, about 10 minutes or 10 seconds to go, I should say, of the minimum 1 minute added. And Brendan Rodgers will be very happy with what he's seen.
Undoubtedly.
Half time.
Yes, it is half time at Celtic Park. Let's go to Roger Hanna.
Half time, Andrew. Celtic 2, Kilmarnock 0. The push for 4 in a row is off and running. Goals by Rio Hitati and Liam Scales of Celtic absolutely cruising in the end. It's been a dominant first half display by Brendan Rodgers, champion, and it could have been even more. Kilmarnock get a sight of goal after 9 minutes. Matty Kennedy firing off target from an angle on the left hand side of the box. But after that, Celtic just moved through the gears. They could have taken the lead after 16 minutes. Ball hacked off the line by Brad Lyons after debutant goalie Robbie McCrory got a touch onto a Kyogo Furuhashi shot. Lyons in it right back with Kilmarnock missing Joe Wright, Robbie Dees and Corey Ndaba at the back. But Lyons was culpable when Celtic took the lead after 17 minutes. He dallied on the ball just on the edge of his own box. Matt O'Reilly stole it off him, fed Greg Taylor, who knocked it inside to Hitati, and a lovely touch and finish inside the near post. No chance at all for goalkeeper McCrory. The goalkeeper then at full strength in 20 minutes to deny Kyogo after O'Reilly's pass. Kasper Schmeichel on debut, hardly seen, but did make a routine save after Celtic defence couldn't clear Fraser Murray's free kick from the left. He was called into action again a couple of minutes later. Kennedy's volley, this time well held, after Kelly Campton, Kyle Wassail made progress down the left and delivered the cross. But Celtic soon back in the front foot. 35 minutes, a good save, a double save by McCrory to deny Nicholas Coon. The first one pushed out and the second one tipped onto the top of the bar and over for the expense of a corner. But Celtic's second goal did come after 40 minutes. O'Reilly's corner on the left, up went Scales at the near post, high above Lewis Mayo, an easy finish across McCrory and in off the far post. It was almost 2 minutes later, McCrory again called into action to deny James Forrest with a right foot shot from the edge of the box. It's all Celtic in the first half and you just wonder how many they'll get in the second as Kilmarnock tire. Celtic 2, Kilmarnock 0.
Yes, Brendan Rodgers will of course be the much happier of the two managers after that first half. Derek McInnes will certainly have some work to do, but there was a lot of hype around Celtic because of their pre-season results and how they played against the likes of Chelsea, the likes of Man City. The challenge was, would that translate into the competitive fixtures? And it's certainly looking that way after 45 minutes.
Yeah, the answer's yes on that evidence of 45 minutes. And remember that Kilmarnock came there with a game plan to sit everyone behind the ball, make it very difficult for Celtic. But their movement's been terrific. It really has been terrific. And it could probably be more. It'll be interesting to see what Derek does at half time. He may change it, may change the shape, may change the personnel. He's got to do something because this is going to be a 3 or a 4, whatever Celtic want it to be. But as far as Brendan Rodgers is concerned, he spoke about being happy at pre-season. He had a feeling that his players were a lot sharper, and they're certainly providing that this afternoon.
It's not just about the physical toll that's been taken of the Kilmarnock players. The mental concentration that they've had to show, and the longer the game goes on, the physical toll is there, but also you're tired in the mind as well. One little turn off and it's 3 or 4.
Yeah, continuity from last season as well. Celtic ending the season very strongly. It is the same team bar the goalkeeper that finished last season well, and that will be promising for Celtic fans that they are seeing what won them a title last season.
I think, touch on what Gordon said about the system that Kilmarnock have played. The games that Celtic played pre-season against Chelsea and Manchester City are completely different games in terms of the midfield was open. There was spaces for the for all the players to play. So for them to play as purposely on the balls they have in this game against a low block, as they would say, has been it's something the Celtic fans will be really happy about.
The only thing I will say, sorry Andrew, I'll throw something out there that and hope for the Kilmarnock supporters and Derek McInnes. Celtic come in for criticism last season always every game because they used to say they were brilliant in the first half, they dropped off in the second half. They were poor in the first half, they were great in the second half. They didn't combine the full 90 minutes together. And I think that's what Brendan Rodgers will be looking for in the Celtic fans this afternoon at Celtic Park. They'll be looking to kick on, score more goals and dominate this game better.
Yeah, managers will tell you that, you know, full 90 minute performances don't exist and it's hard to dominate and play at the same level for the whole time. But Celtic fans will have a watchful eye to see if they can, you know, come out the traps quickly in the second half as well now.
Yeah, it was something that was spoken about regularly last season. So Celtic, first game of the season, chance to go and put the old rumours to bed and go out and really put Command to the sword here. And like we touched on at the start about players getting goals and assists, they will smell that there's chances and goals in this game for the Sows.
I think when Celtic won 5-0 at Rugby Park to win the league title, that was a full on 90 minutes that they put in there. They were absolutely superb. And I think there's a different vibe about Celtic Park just now, because when Brendan came back, we all know that there were people who were unhappy, didn't want him back at Celtic, and he had to endure that kind of welcome back. And in the end, he persevered, and it was his perseverance that eventually overcame Philippe Clement, who got to a stage where his team imploded and Brendan Rodgers' team did not. But this, Brendan Rodgers has the high ground now. No Celtic fan is unhappy with Brendan Rodgers being back at Celtic Park, and he's got the players buying into his ways.
We're just seeing the goals again, but the real sort of statement was that early Kyogo chance where the ball came into his feet of the box, just let the ball roll across his body, took a really nice touch, put him one on one with Robbie McCrory, wasn't able to take that chance, but from that moment on it just looked as if Celtic were at it today.
Yeah, you can tell, you can always tell, you're looking, the warning signs were there. Yeah, they were a bit patient, and they had to be patient. But if you looked when the midfield was getting the ball, the rotations, the movement, the wide areas, Forrest and Taylor down the left, especially in the first half, their movement was too good. And it was just a matter of time, because Kilmarnock players, as much as they work so hard and put everything into it, these guys are just a little bit quicker at thinking, and that's why they're playing with Celtic. And the movement is just a little bit too good, and Kilmarnock couldn't keep their concentration and get punished for it.
It feels like a criticism that maybe fans of every single team have, that they feel their team don't score enough goals from corners. You hear it all the time. Celtic have had that criticism before, but a goal from a Liam Scales header on the opening day is good for them.
Fantastic goal. Great ball in again from Mattarelli, the old outswinger. Not one every team always does, but defenders, I've played with defenders who always want the outswinger. But me, if I was hitting, I would probably prefer the inswinger, putting it on top of the goalkeeper. But it's a well worked goal. Kilmarnock, Derek McInnes, you know what he thinks about set piece. He'll be really disappointed with that.
Half time, Celtic are 2-0 up against Kilmarnock. There has been two more games today as well. The Dundee Derby, Dundee United 2-2 with Dundee, and then it was a 3-0 win for St Mirren in Paisley over Hibs. We'll bring you the Celtic second half, I should say, from Celtic Park next.
The winning team all season long. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.